Tom Carkelwin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and breezy. We've got a chance for rain and or snow showers. We've got some of the latter right now. In fact, a high today around 42. In Kenosha at this hour, light snow 33 degrees, 31 in Burlington, Milwaukee 34, 33 with some light snow in Racine. Wispark LLC has been a development arm for We Energies for many, many years, and it's going to help in the on-site infrastructure costs on a 187-acre industrial park along the interstate between 4 Mile and Adams Road in Caledonia. It's going to be a new park in which Norco Manufacturing, based in Raymond, will be constructing a 130,000-square-foot manufacturing facility. Based on a memorandum of understanding between the village and Wispark, Norco Manufacturing producing doors for the aeronautics industry. The industrial park, the involvement of Wispark, and the Norco decision, all connected to the sewer and water services going out to the eye. Village President Bob Bradley has indicated before that this could be allowing a big company like an Amazon that landed in Kenosha to maybe land in this new park in Caledonia. Kenosha County Center in Bristol last night, it was packed to the gills about an intergovernmental cooperation agreement between the town of Paris and the village of Summers. Big crowd on hand, and after 4 hours, the elected officials from those municipalities approved a complicated and historic agreement designed to bring high-quality development to the west side of I-94, despite the objections of the city of Kenosha, which would not be able to expand its borders any further. The city's only leverage in this is sewer and water service, and that could lead to a court fight unless there are talks involved, according to incoming Mayor John Antaramian. There was a public hearing as part of all this last night. A number of landowners in Paris voicing objections to their properties being moved into Summers with this deal. One of those who spoke was Vicki Kolnick.
I don't want to be in Summers, and I don't want to be in Kenosha. And I know we have to make a choice, but at least we have a choice. This way, we are forced into going into a place that we do not want to be in.
Now, the residents could fight the land deal by gathering enough signatures to force a referendum. Kenosha's mayor-elect and Summers and Paris officials, they're expected to meet soon to try and determine if there's any common ground in all of this. City of Racine is going to begin a year-long experiment on sidewalk repairs and replacement, shifting the financial burden off property owners to the Capital Improvement Program, part of that work to be the inspection of sidewalks and shaving slightly damaged concrete. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen telling council members this week, SafeStep is a company that specializes in this work in Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Plus, it's going to be a learning experience for DPW employees.
We've never done any repairs before, either through saw cutting or mud jacking, so we need to gain some experience in this. So, you know, being able to enter a strategic partnership with SafeStep, it's going to allow us to use the experience that they've gained throughout Wisconsin and Northern Illinois to help us put together a program that we think is really going to give us the biggest bang for the taxpayers' dollar.
Alderman Sandy Widener had suggested the capital borrowing at budget time last year. It's going to be a radical change, he says, from previous years. Could be some time before anything is known about skeletal remains found along the interstate frontage road in Kenosha County. This was near Highway 158. A surveyor spotted a human skull, brought in police, the rest of the remains then found during a search. The remains have been taken off to Milwaukee for an anthropologic examination. They'll be going off to a laboratory at the University of North Texas for DNA testing. A Racine man got arrested recently for drunk driving, a fourth time crashing his car on I-43 in Milwaukee. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The accident happened about 11 o'clock in the northbound lanes near South 27th Street, when witnesses say the car made a sudden turn into the center median wall. 32-year-old Antonio Orto was arrested, and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says his blood alcohol level tested at nearly three times the level considered legal proof of intoxication. Orto suffered minor injuries in the crash. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, a 30-year-old Kenosha man, Mario Chagoyo, facing a dozen charges for his alleged role in a home invasion and robbery last month in Racine. According to the criminal complaint, three men went into the home on Fairview Terrace, restrained three other men inside, stole their necklaces plus several thousand dollars from the safe. One of the victims pistol-whipped and a shot was fired into the floor. Chagoyo being held in jail. His preliminary hearing is next week. The decision about possibly changing city ordinance to allow dogs on leashes in cemeteries was made weeks ago by the Racine Cemetery Commission, but only supported this week by the Common Council.
The recommendation of the Cemetery Commission was to receive and file, but the action of the Commission was to not make any changes to those ordinances.
Alderman Sandy Widener had raised the issue months ago, noting people do bring their dogs into the cemeteries now under threat of a potential citation if somebody complains and it's observed by police. The Emerald Ash Borer, still destructive and marching all across Wisconsin, now it's been confirmed in the Stevens Point area. Kenosha County had hired a logging company and had just finished removal of more than 2,000 trees out of Petrifying Springs and Fox River Parks and the Brightondale Golf Course. Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his county board colleagues this week still some cleanup going on in the areas where the trees were removed in the county. Predicted the logging company that did that job is going to be quite busy if that job in the county turns out to be rather profitable.
The people that did it find that they could make a profit at the way they did it. They're going to be very busy with other municipalities because we were a project for them. We were something that they were taking a try to see if it would work, and it worked for them, and it worked. If you remember correctly, the closest bids we had to this were all $200,000 higher than what we paid to have all this work done.
Kenosha County paying Corner Forest Products of Oshkosh $78,000 to remove the ash trees from the parks. The company free to sell the logs for lumber and the branches for wood pulp. To replace them, by the way, the county has planted hundreds of trees in those parks. Well, speaking of parks, the public's encouraged to strengthen communities by helping build and improve local parks. This is Rebecca Wickline with the National Recreation and Parks Association.
Local parks, they are the cornerstone of nearly every community. They are the places where anyone can go to be active, live healthier, connect with nature, and come together to make memories and have fun.
She says local parks are playing a bigger role in people's lives these days. There's more information about Parks Build Community. It's a collaboration of the National Recreation and Parks Association and the Disney Company. It's online at nrpa.org/beinspired. You can nominate a favorite park if you want. Might get a financial reward in the end. WRJN.com is our webpage. We have our newscast there in local news. Check it out throughout the day. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.